Finally today, when you hear a song with lyrics in another language, maybe you lose something. Although if the music's great, so what? But what if it's rap? Our friend Alina Simone has the story of a Russian rapper trying to make his way in New York.
Alex Kalniv got into hip-hop the way a lot of kids do, by hanging out at the square in the center of town with arty types.
And basically a lot of people who were slightly different or wanted to be different, who wanted to be punks and breakdancers and just hang out and talk, pretty much like Union Square.
Pretty much like Union Square, New York. Only his park had a statue of a communist revolutionary on a horse and was in the Russian city of Chelyabinsk. At the time, he couldn't really understand a lot of the American rap he heard, but that didn't matter.
You hear things like Jimi Hendrix or something, and you completely don't know what it is, but you feel that there's a... there's like attitude and he means something. It's a direction. You can really feel it, you know, and without English.
Years later, he was going to law school and working three jobs, but really, all he cared about was hip-hop. So he decided to take a trip to New York, the city where rap was born, home to Biggie and Nas and Jay-Z. His plan was to stay for 6 months and immerse himself in the local hip-hop scene.
This is where I also realized that there's no key center figure. It's a vibe, it's a feeling, it's a living, breathing thing.
But how does a guy from Chelyabinsk hook into that vibe when his English is still a work in progress?
My first helping stone was beatboxing, because it was an element which didn't require translation. And so this is how my, let's say, performance started happening in New York.
And that's when Krusha was born. When he first started slipping Russian rap into his beatboxing, it took people by surprise. Rap is incredibly popular in Russia. Putin even made a guest appearance on a Russian rap show.
Добро пожаловать!
But most Americans have never heard anyone rap in Russian, or even know it's a thing.
When you find yourself in East New York in like 2005, like freestyling or rhyming verses on street corner in front of a bodega, there are no Russian people, and you happen to be just with some locals there, and they hear some weird language, and this was like fun for me to rhyme on just a cappella to somebody beatboxing on street corners.
He was also kind of living on street corners, at least sometimes. Those 6 months turned into 13 years, and for 10 of them, Krusha was a ghost, his words, undocumented, doing day jobs.
I just remember when I was still working in a moving company, and there was just a moment where you didn't have nowhere to go, and you had nothing and nobody to talk to, and that's it. You were just working in a moving company, and you were living in a truck.
Today, he's got a job, an apartment, and a visa. And Vice magazine has dubbed Krusha New York's best Russian rapper. This past June, he released his fourth album, Crash and Flow. Sometimes he still can't believe it.
It felt already like, yeah, I'm already in the movie. I'm already in the movie. Like, you know?
But I wonder, given all he's achieved here, why not go back to Russia for a victory lap? Do some touring, make some money. I figured the best Russian rapper in New York must be huge in Russia. But back home, he's virtually unknown. Krusha says in the years he's been here, his hyphenated, hybridized Russian-English rap has evolved into something that's more New York than Moscow. And for him, there's really no going back.
You can find a piece of Russia in New York, but you cannot find New York in Russia, I feel like that, you know?
One thing you can say, Krusha stands out. And in the increasingly globalized world of pop music, it's no longer so hard to believe
that something in a different language is possible and might be interesting.
I mean, we already have a global pop star from South Korea. How about a Russian Tupac?
In the same way how we felt with Oppa Gangnam Style. You know, it's something that you cannot program. It just touches people's feelings. They don't know what it is, but it works.
For the world, this is Alina Simone from New York. If I said it, I meant to bite my tongue for no one. Would tell me that I ain't hip-hop. Nothing bothering me.
That's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Thanks for tuning in. I can't. I can't.